Hello. Welcome. Thank you. Let's get everybody to grab your seats. Grab hold of your seats. Got a special announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a guest tonight, today, coming in to join us. Coming in at 48 degrees on a clear Sunday, on a clear morning, we have the month of September, everybody. September.
Good morning.
Ah.
Come on in, September. Come on in. Sit down. Have a cup of coffee.
Hi, Jim Jam. Great to see you. You're number one. You're the first one, Jim Jam. Well, besides me, that is.
Good to see you, Jim Jam.
Well, we're waiting to see if the birthday girl, Crazy Town, comes in.
Crazy Town must come in today.
Yeah, I like that name, Jim Jam.
Jim Jam. Me too. I like saying it.
Well, and September starts on a hump day.
Yes, it does.
Jim Jam, what's the 59 for? Is it the year you were born? The year you graduated from high school? Any significance? Jim Jam, 59.
Married. Yeah, I bet you.
No, I just picked it. Yeah, there you go.
Number. Nice. There you go.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. I had to put like a long sleeve shirt on this morning.
Hi, Toto.
Cold in here.
Oh, you big sissy.
Well, good morning to you too, Dina Jo.
Eric, how are you doing, buddy?
Eric, how are you doing?
Eric is muted. Hi, Cynthia. Muted. Hi,
Joe. Oh, I was working on sharing out the show. I'm doing good this morning for the most part.
Oh, well, thanks,
He's
buddy.
Working hard.
Good to see everybody.
Yeah, Eric
Great
is a worker.
Great to see you, Eric.
Yeah, you had me a little confused this morning sending me those pictures of praying mantises, Dina Jo. I thought, holy, is that really Dina Jo, or is that some alien took over?
Take over me to be able to do that. I was not looking. I was looking at him. I'm like, sin. Sin.
But what a brave step that was.
I know.
Man, I was impressed. And then you kept sending them, and it started getting weird. Okay, this is weird. All right, you can stop sending the Pray Mantis pictures now. That's getting a little
scary. Well, do you know why? I asked you, I said, what animal only has one ear? Some useless knowledge. It is
what animal has it's the praying mantis?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, so you were giving me hints.
I guess so. Yeah, I don't look at it close enough to see because that creepy little thing's wiggling back and forth like a little alien.
Well, I saw another video.
It only has one ear.
I saw another Praying Mantis video I was going to send to you, but, you know, I'm a little leery to send you those things because I know you don't like them. But this was one. The guy had it on his hand, and he had a bottle cap of water, and he put it in front of the Praying Mantis, you know. And the Praying Mantis was checking it out. It was checking it out. And then it got confident that it wasn't some kind of trap or something. And it actually dipped its head down inside there and was drinking the water out of that bottle cap. It was very interesting. Very interesting.
They're just creepy.
You know, my kids' mom think that those things are from the devil.
They are.
There ain't no insect that can turn their head and look at you like that.
I know. And then it punches at you like it's not praying, it's coming at you.
It's coming after you. Yeah.
Oh no, I don't like those things at all.
I do. I think they're cool. I think they're one of the coolest insects around, you know.
And, wait till one gets on your ankle and bites you.
Oh, for crying out
loud. It drew blood. There was blood coming off of my ankle.
Oh, what did he have, switchblade or something?
They do have read about it. Those little things are sharp.
Was there a witness to this attack?
Yes, Lewis. He saw me jumping up and down screaming like a crazy person.
Well, no, he
probably
saw you,
all the neighbors too.
No, they just saw you reacting. But was it an attack? was the prey mantis coming after you.
No one knows. Because it thought I was going to get it. But what was it doing on what was it doing on my ankle? It was on my ankle.
I don't know.
See?
I don't know.
It was invading my space. It needed to learn boundaries.
He may have been falsely accused. He's probably looking there going, he probably scared him too, and he jumped, and you jumped, and then he's going, what?
Well,
what
did I do? Well, he jumped onto me, and I wanted him off of me. And then,
he was probably going, calm down. He was probably going, calm down, cowgirl. Calm down. Calm
those
down.
Little
it's okay.
Things, those little things, their little tentacles. I don't know. Their little phalanges. Their feet, they stick to you. They have like little sharp. Believe me, they're sharp.
And he's biting. I'm biting this one. Well, I don't care what anybody says. I'm biting her.
There was blood. But I don't think it was from a bite. I think it was its hands or something. I think their little fingers, they're sharp.
Oh, my God.
They are. I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital.
How big was this prey mantis? About the size of a German shepherd?
I know. He was huge. He was hanging on for dear life.
Look at now. Come on, Dina Jo. You've given birth to two kids. You've pushed two kids out of your lady parts.
You can't handle
a prey mantis.
No. It was after me, huh, Ralph? It did. It came and it took, and I just had to. That was it for me. After that, I was sitting down. I couldn't handle that. My day was done. I had just too much adrenaline coming through me. Hi, Jim. Welcome.
Yeah, Ralph. Lady parts.
he's always has. You know, it was you didn't. Yeah, we're talking about praying mantis, and he gets to lady parts somehow. I don't know.
I was saying how you've struggled through and went through the pain of two childbirths.
Yes.
That means you're pretty tough. You're a pretty tough cookie.
I am tough.
And then a little prey mantis on my ankle attacking me. A little prey mantis comes at you and you think it's a legion of ninjas.
It was. It was just one big, very tough ninja. And you tell me, if a mouse came at you, what would you do?
I would just look at it.
Or a snake.
Nah, snakes don't bother me.
I'm
a guy. I'm over 300 pounds. A little mouse and a snake going to scare me.
As long as it's not a spider.
As long as it's not a spider.
Well, I thought.
I'll run through a wall if I see a spider.
Well, I thought you weren't afraid of spiders anymore.
They catch me off guard. Like the prey mantis caught you off guard. You know, a spider would catch me.
Well, what if it was a big old tarantula coming at you all of a sudden?
Tarantulas,
on your
I can handle. I can handle things bigger than 6 inches. You know, it's just like
a tarantula to me was always
I always considered it a regular animal because of its size. But right, don't show me any of those little tiny orb.
A black
weavers.
Widow. How about a black widow?
Weavers. Oh,
she's
I'd burn
poisonous.
A house down to kill
she
a black
gets
widow.
You. She's gonna you get know. You. You just walk out.
I mean, I walk outside to go get to my water hose, and I face plant into an orb weaver's web, you know. And I'm doing like a guy thinks
you.
I'm dancing. I'm dancing around, and the two guys walking by my yard, you know, they stop and they look at me and I finally settled down and they go, hey, that's some pretty good dance moves there, old man. And they're laughing. I'm laughing. The spider on my cheek is laughing. Nothing. You can, if you face plant, most people, if they face plant walking into a spider web, they can get 15 minutes worth of cardio in just a matter of seconds. No, I know what you mean. I mean, you know, prey mantises, some people like you. You just don't like them. You just don't like him, but he was trying to give you a big hug, and then you started dancing and jumping around, and he had to grip on tighter because he didn't want to fall. No, but I was very proud of you sending me those pictures of prey mantises this morning. I knew you. I knew you were being brave. I'm going, look at her being brave. Okay. And then you posted that picture of who's that wrestler? He's famous now. He does the commercials on TV.
John Cena.
John Cena.
Hi, Gina.
He is funny. And he's dressed. He's dressed as a girl. And he's going, ew. He's got this long hair.
I don't know what he was in.
You know, he's got the long hair. And he's dressed,
like a girl.
Big, and yeah, he's got a sleeveless shirt on. You know, so he's got his all the bed. He's going, ew. And it is funny. It is absolutely funny. And that's why I posed the question to you. Now, comedically thinking.
Okay.
Is it funnier when a man dresses up as a woman or a woman dresses up as a man? If a man dresses up as a woman and mocks women, is that funnier than when a woman dresses up as a man and mocks men?
I think a man, I think a man, when I saw yes. a man, I just start cracking up. I don't know.
Too.
Well, I mean, I try not to do it in front of them if I'm in close proximity, because I don't know if that's really how they want to dress, and I don't want to make fun of somebody.
Yeah.
But it is very strange when you see a guy walking down the street in Daisy Dukes and a bikini top. You know, it's just weird.
We need to interview that guy.
I know. Even though at times I said, why do guys think it's okay that they can just walk around with their boobies all out just because they don't have, you know, more than we do, but they can walk around without shirts on, right?
Okay, you're carrying this to a little bit further than what I wanted to do.
All right. But anyway, back to the old man. It's strange. It's just weird. I was going to say, at least he's covering them up for me, but it's just weird when you see a guy walking down the street in a bikini top and Daisy Dukes. Or, two days ago, Aaron and I saw one in the store, and he was in a flowered dress, and it was a dress, and he had on two different tennis shoes, and his hair was all messed up. And he was coming towards us, and I'm like, oh, dear God. And I'm like, just don't smile. Just smile. Just smile. And, you know, and then when we went past and we both just looked at each other like, did we just see that? You know, hi, Jill. So, yeah, I think it's a guy.
Yeah, I think it's like, because I think of like comedians like Flip Wilson when he used to do Geraldine.
Oh, yes.
That was funny.
Hi, Spanky.
And if you watch the movie, what's the movie with Jack Lemmon?
Hi, Spanky.
Lemmon? What's that movie with Jack Lemmon, Marilyn Monroe, and Tony Curtis, and they dress up as women?
Oh, yeah, way back.
Those guys are absolutely hilarious. Mm-hmm. But when a woman tries to dress up as a guy and mock a man and be funny, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. What were you going to say, Eric?
I just welcomed Spanky into the chat.
Oh, okay. But it just doesn't – because I've seen Carol Burnett try to dress up as a guy. Now, who could – man, I mean, Carol Burnett was funny, but she just couldn't pull off the comedic side of a guy, whereas,
Some Like It Hot.
Yeah. And those guys were absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, it was funny. And you do laugh. It's like –
yeah, it's like that movie with Robin Williams, you know, when he wants to see his kids, so he dresses up as an old lady,
uh-huh,
so he can get in there and be a housekeeper. Now, if you reverse the roles and you made it a woman wanting to see her kids and she tried to dress up as a man to be like a butler, it just wouldn't work. You know, it's not as funny. Yeah, it's not as funny. I don't know.
I guess because you guys' clothes are boring.
It could be. It could very well be.
Girls, you got all kinds of assortments to choose from, and it's not. You guys are what? You wear pants, shirts, shorts. That's it.
Oh yeah.
So.
I'm just curious. It's just curious, you know. Ralph says there was a movie like that.
I mean, I don't know. If you're going to dress like a woman, at least match. I agree, Ralph. I agree 100%. Don't wear two different shoes and different colored socks, you know?
Good morning, Mr. A. Welcome.
Hi, Mr. A.
Oh, that's funny. That's just funny stuff right there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like Eric said when we started the show, it's September 1st. It is the 244th day of the year. There are... just a mere 121 days left in 2021.
Oh, my word.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This is the 36th week of the year. It's the 73rd day of summer. There's only 21 days of summer left before we go into fall. And I was thinking this morning, you know, I mean, who came up with these calendars? I don't know. You know, this is back in the Roman days and all this and that. They come up with the calendars. And even before that, you know, the Greeks, and they come up with these calendars. And I'm wondering, I'm going, you know, February has 28 days in it. Always does. We've got 6 months. We've got 6 months that have 31 days in it. 31 days. Can't we take two of those months and take that 31st day away from them and give it to February so February has 30 days? I mean, come on. I mean, what is there? Some kind of rule? I mean, why can't we do that?
No, don't be one of them. Don't be one of them that's going to go around changing stuff. The only thing I want changed is the time differences. That's it. Don't be changing everything else. Like, oh, let's change this. Okay. Oh, my goodness. We got to change this. Oh, no. We got to have more of these.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking out loud. Jeez.
Well, so was I.
Take it easy, cowgirl. Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, I just wondering. It's just like September, I was reading. September's based on a Latin name or a, you know, Roman name, meaning seven, the number seven, because at one time, September was the seventh month. But then they decided, hey, we need two more months, January and February.
Somebody changed something.
Somebody added those. But when they added them, why did they go, hey, and you know what? February's only going to have 28 days. Why? Come on. No, I just wonder where all this
stuff comes from. Welcome.
I just wonder where all this stuff comes from. You know, I understand time zones.
Because yeah,
it's all based on the sun going around. But daylight savings time? Stop, because you know what's going to happen.
Welcome, Steve.
We're getting to the point where we're going to have to fall back an hour.
I'm so tired of that. Just have it all the same. That they said that there's kind of scientific. I use that word.
No, they did it because kids in school and farming and all that.
No. I mean, I'm saying they say that when it changes scientifically, that it could cause heart attacks. It causes all these effects on your body. That's what I meant.
About to give me a heart attack right now, and it hasn't even started.
I'm sure.
I know. Well,
I bet, Gina, it would be nice. It's just like,
well. You know, I mean,
I said in quotes, Ralph. Quotes.
Yeah, I'm a little fired up and touchy this morning because I didn't get my morning tomatoes. You know, Grammy goes out and she harvests.
Whose fault is that?
She harvests all these tomatoes, these little cherry tomatoes we have, and she has this, you know, pretty good sized basket full of cherry tomatoes sitting on the counter. She gets them and she sets them up on the counter. So every day, hey, Prescott Bob. Every day I'm going by grabbing tomatoes, eating tomatoes. And I love them. In the morning I get up, I'm making the coffee, I'm eating tomatoes. And I get up this morning and they're gone. Where are the tomatoes? You know,
they're out on the bush. Why didn't you go get some?
Man.
See? He's all complaining, but it's right. Like how many steps outside his door? He could have just gone and picked some up.
To go outside this morning.
Oh, wow, wow, wow! I went out there and picked tomatoes.
Boy, post a few pictures of a pretty man, so you just get all.
My guns came out, man.
Man, you're a blazing.
Welcome back, Jill.
seems like our.
Poor baby didn't get his tomatoes. That's just so funny because I was out there watering and I grabbed a bunch of Roma tomatoes. That's just funny.
Did you mention them while you were out there?
No, I saved them to make salsa.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I did this morning. I was a little hungry, so I did eat a hard-boiled egg and had some pickled beets out of Grammy's pickled beets jar. Oh, man, those are
what
so
a
good.
Healthy little breakfast you have.
Man, they are good. Pickled beets are good. And I noticed that when I got them, I go, oh, wait, these aren't quite as pickly as they have been. What's going on? And I noticed she filled the jar with more of them. So you know what that means? The ones on the bottom of the jar are really getting the pickle juice. Oh, yeah.
Is that what she uses? Is that what she uses? Pickle juice?
Welcome, Scooter.
No. She made her own.
A brine.
She made her own thing. As a matter of fact, I posted that for her. Hi, Jess. I posted that for her on her Facebook page. So she tells you there's a recipe in there how she roasted her beets, and then there's the recipe for how she made her pickle juice. Yes. Oh, and that's awesome. On her Facebook page.
Okay. And also, I know that there's something on there from you, Tuttles. I'm trying to get to it. I don't know what's going on. They changed something with the Facebook page. It's like a business thing, and there's way too much stuff on there, and I just don't – I don't know.
I don't know. What is with that stuff? You know, people get in and they change things. Well, Podbeam's just as guilty as anybody else.
They just did that, and my followers are like, I don't
Facebook
know.
Facebook changes stuff, and Twitter, you know, they change all this stuff, and then they don't tell you they've changed them. And then you got to try to figure out what's new and what's different and try to figure out how to work it. Can't they send out a little notice? We are making these changes.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Here are the changes we've made.
Here are the changes. Yeah. Boy, we're a little fired up this morning, aren't we? It's those beets, I'm telling you. It's those beets.
Hi, Cubella. Hi, Peter Jennings. Welcome.
Peter Jennings in the house. It's good to see everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. We're here every morning, 7 a.m., and it's Wednesday. We're halfway through the week right now. And you can join us. Just come in. Come on in. Grab a cup of coffee. Sit down and have some fun. I don't know what we're going to talk about. We just talk about anything and everything. We just have fun chit-chatting and having a good time. We're all fired up this morning. Excuse me. I've been eating some beets. I just love them. Beets. Beets and hard-boiled eggs, yeah. And
look, I have some useless facts. You want some useless facts? You can like, at your next party, you can just like pass out some useless facts. I don't know if there's, I haven't seen Rockin' Al who, Tuttles might know this. Supposedly, what do Canadians call a herd of bunnies or a bunch of bunnies?
I've read that somewhere, and I do not.
You don't know?
Ralph said any. Trudeau. I don't know what that is. Trudeau?
I don't
Trudeau,
either. Trudeau, it's called a fluffle.
A fluffle. Well, that makes sense.
Fluffle, I guess.
A fluffle. Oh, there goes a fluffle of bunnies. Oh, okay.
And then I already told you that the praying mantis is the only animal with one ear.
Now that's interesting. That is interesting.
Yeah, I'm not going to look at it long enough to check it out and see. Somebody else can do that for me. I have no clue.
It'll cut you. Tuttle says he's never heard that.
Yeah, well, there you go. Let's see.
Scooter says they only have one ear because they never listen anyway.
They don't. They're always moving their head back and forth and trying to eat your ankle. That's what they're doing.
They're looking for that weakness. They're looking for that weakness. Anyway, we digress.
Did you know that Jupiter is twice as large as all the other planets combined?
Yeah, Jupiter is one big planet. Yeah. Yeah, and I've been reading this stuff that's been out there in the science, the astronomy world out there, saying that because of Jupiter, where it is in our rotation, you know, in its orbit around the sun and where it is in position from the Earth, its gravitational pull actually affects things that come into our solar system, like, you know, asteroids and comets and all that stuff, you know. And so, yeah. So, I mean, they were saying that could be one reason why Earth isn't really, you know, affected by these comets and asteroids that are zipping around. Interesting. You go, Jupiter. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Did you know that Alaska is the only state whose name is on one row of your keyboard in front of you? Hi, Praveen. Welcome.
Alaska. It is. It is. It's in the middle right there. Alaska.
If you looked in the top row of a keyboard, you could easily spell the country Peru.
Yep, you can, Peru. Yeah.
Good. So, see, you just made Scary. And you can spell
you
facts.
In the top row too. You.
You.
Yeah. And we're all staring at our keyboards right now.
Why are you?
Mission accomplished, Dina Jo.
You is not a state.
No. But you got us all staring at our keyboards.
Uh-huh. Did you know that the chicken and the ostrich are the closest living relatives to a Tyrannosaurus Rex?
That's why chickens strut around like they're something. You know? That's why they strut around. They got that T-Rex blood in them. Yeah, you think. You think they strut around. Have you seen chickens? They do. They just kind of strut around like they're all that there is, you know. There was a time when every time we'd see a Western movie and there'd be chickens at the ranch or something, horses come flying in and they chase the chickens. I'd always look at Grammy and go, chickens. Stinking chickens. Okay, carry on. I'm sorry.
Carry on. Well, I didn't know this, but this is kind of sad because it says a dragonfly has a lifespan, of only one day.
No. Really?
Yeah, I know. Could that be true?
I don't think that's true.
You would see dragonflies all over the place dead, wouldn't you?
I don't know, but I find that hard to believe that they only have a one-day life cycle. Huh. Well, We'd have to research that out.
Scary mom's useless facts, huh? Hi,
Tammy. We'll come back. We'll come back to that. We'll circle around. And we'll come back to that. And,
hi, World Alice. Welcome.
Fruit flies have a short life. But hi, Tammy. But I do not think that I have a hard time believing that about dragonflies.
Let's see. There are only four words in the English language which end in D-O-U-S. Douse, dose, tremendous, horrendous,
stupendous,
and hazardous.
Oh.
That's what they say. Four words in the English language.
Interesting.
No. Ralph said overdose. No, D-O-U-S.
Pay attention, Ralph.
Ralph
Williams, are you paying attention in the class, Ralph?
Are you passing notes, Ralph? Come on now. Stop passing notes. Ralph, pay attention. To Bella. She's the only... She's the pretty one in there. Don't do that.
Don't make this erase her at you. I had a teacher that used to do that. You know how they
used erasers? They had the big ones. She looked at me.
And then one time, I can't remember what class it was, but he was kind of a corny. He was fun. He was a fun teacher. He was corny. But if you weren't paying attention, man, he'd throw that off. Oh, Tammy's off. She's going to boarding school.
Oh, right. Congratulations, school, Tammy. Be safe and have a good time learning.
Yeah. When you get home from your boarding school, give us a report. Let us know how you're doing. Actually, you ought to do a video. And do a video report and post it on your YouTube page. That would be fun. Yeah. He would throw erasers at you if you weren't paying attention. Boom. He'd hit you with an eraser. You get an eraser upside the head. So one time we all went out and collected erasers from the other classrooms. And he come in. He had his back to us. And we all threw erasers at him. Yeah. Just got pelted with erasers. Yeah, it was fun. Any other fun facts, Dina Jo?
Well, let's see. Rubber bands last longer when they're refrigerated.
Really?
Supposedly. I don't know.
Keep them from drying out. Because the biggest problem with rubber bands is they kind of dry out. I don't know. Mm-hmm. What is it? They must have moisture or something. They dry out and they crack and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Supposedly in most advertisements and newspapers. Hi, Kane. Bye, Kane. See you later. If it has a watch, the time on the watch always says 10:10. That's what they're saying. And I was trying to look to see if I saw anything, but I don't.
Advertisements.
Most advertisements, including newspapers, the time displayed on the watch is 10:10.
Really? Huh.
10:10 wins.
You know, that's one thing I do when I watch movies and television shows. I always look at people's watches and clocks on the on the walls. Yeah. I want to know what's going on. I look at the time. Yeah, interesting.
In case it's 10:10. Yeah, that's what it says. But I don't know about Miss Scary Mom. Flamingos can only eat with their heads upside down.
What?
Which kind of? I've never seen anything like that.
No,
yes, they eat. They put their heads underneath, and they get all those little teeny fish. So I'm guessing, yeah, they would have to turn their head upside down because of the way they're
not mangoes, Ralph. Flamingos.
Okay, Ralph.
All right, Mr. William.
Closer to the front of the row,
Mr. William.
The teacher,
move up to the front row. You're not paying attention.
Flamingos can only eat with their heads upside down. Not mangoes. Flamingos. Did I say mangoes? I said flamingos. Well, Cubilla said I said mangoes too, so she heard it too. I thought I said flamingos. No, we'll have to listen.
I'll go back and listen.
And it's a, well, I've heard this before. The Super Soaker was designed and invented by a NASA engineer. I've heard that before.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I believe that.
Yeah.
I want to know who invented the Nerf guns. Those things are awesome. Nerf guns.
Oh, it's impossible to tickle yourself. That's true.
That is true. Yeah. Yeah, because, well, it's like even if you got really sensitive soles of your feet, you know, you can reach down there and rub your foot and it doesn't make you go, yeah, but, you know, somebody else touch it. Yeah.
It's also impossible for you to lick your own elbow. Okay.
Well,
why would you try to lick your own elbow?
Yeah, you can't.
Let's try.
All right, who's dinging? Who's dinging?
Not me. I'm not dinging. That's you. It sounds like it's coming from
you. I'm muted, of course.
Oh, it is me. Oh.
So, see?
Tammy was sending me some messages and what's up. WhatsApp. Oh, okay, Tammy. Well, we'll see. Have a safe couple of months in school. Learn and study hard. Study hard, sweetheart.
Ralph has heard if someone yawns after you yawn, it shows a high level of empathy on their part. Interesting. Welcome, free conversation, love us.
That is interesting.
And this one you'll like. 3.6. Okay. Cans of Spam are consumed each second. Hi, Tony.
I think that's about right about here.
Yeah.
Oh man, I love me some Spam. I love me some Spam. Yeah. Speaking of Spam, everybody, this is the first. If you've got any zucchini dishes made or you're working on them, remember, you got to get those mailed in to us.
The old man's podcast at gmail.com
so we can look at them and enjoy your creativity. Yeah. Spam with beets. There you go, Ralph.
No,
hey,
no,
Rock,
no.
Welcome.
Hi, Lee Rock. Welcome. Man. No, that sounds gross.
Now, isn't Hawaii the largest consuming place of Spam?
I believe so.
Yeah. Well, Tina Jo, I'm telling you, you need to try it. You've never tried it.
I know.
You need to get you a can of Spam, cut you a couple of, relatively, slices, fry them up, get a nice olive oil going, maybe saute it in there with some onions. Onions and fry it up and then have some scrambled eggs and some potatoes and eat it for a breakfast and then tell me that you don't like it. I won't believe you. Go ahead, Eric.
I think with Hawaii being probably the largest consumer of Spam, I think we'd have to ask Slightly's other half, Big Sexy, whether that is true or not. But I think when he does the show later, I'll be sure to pose that question.
Well, being the connoisseur of the delicacy of Spam, I know it's true. You can go to a Hawaiian restaurant and they'll have Spam on the menu. Yeah. It's good stuff. I'm telling you. Dina Jo, I'm telling you. Next time I come, I'm cooking you a Spam dish. I'm going to take over your kitchen and cook you a Spam. Oh, and I tell you what. When you're cooking it up, you saute some onions, put some jalapenos in there, saute that up, and then, as a matter of fact, Dina Jo, you saute up some onions, some jalapenos, get that going, dice up some Spam, throw that in there, get it all nice sauteed up, nice all brown and everything, and throw some peas and carrots in there with it, get it all cooked up, and then throw it on some rice. Yeah, that's a great dish. You know, put a little soy sauce on it. I'm telling you, you'll like it.
Yeah, it says it's Hawaii. Which state consumes the most spam each year? Hawaii.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about making some stir-fried spam for my entry. Stir-fried spam, zucchini and spam for my entry for my dish. I'm thinking about doing that. But I don't know. I got the dentist appointment today. I got a dentist appointment. I don't know. I don't know if I haven't had any
tomatoes. Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, my gosh.
I have no sympathy for you this morning, mister. What are you going to the dentist for? A cleaning?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Yeah. I don't think we got to do the x-rays.
Oh, man. How you doing? Do you need a new toothbrush? They're all sweet to you. I didn't even get a toothbrush when I went and got my teeth cleaned.
That's it.
I don't think you need toothbrushes anymore.
I'm going to mute Dina Jo.
No, I can't do that. Because you know why?
Because Grammy will hear the show later, and I'll never hear the end of it.
I know.
You did not mute Dina Jo. She would just, oh, man, that's just.
Stir-fried fine mantis. Ralph, what is wrong with you?
Stir-fried mantis.
You know when you go to the dentist, it's not like going, but it's a fun trip for you.
It's time consuming.
Okay, it really is fun
because you know we set our appointments so me and Grammy both go at the same time.
I know it's not fun for me either, Ralph, but for them it's fun.
Oh, we have a blast. We go in there, we're laughing and goofing off and having fun with the thing. You know, the lady and my hygienist that does mine, she's always talking to me. She's always talking to me and she's asking me questions. Well, you know, she's going on and on, you know, and then she's, you know, she's working on my mouth. So I'm going, she is funny and she's Russian. She's a Russian gal. Her and her husband came here from Russia, or she came here from the Ukraine, something like that. But it's really fun. It's really fun, and it's interesting to listen to her talk about the events of what's going on in the world. You know, it really is. You know, find yourself an immigrant and talk to them about what's going on. You give a whole new, different perspective of what's going on. Yeah, listen to them talk. Listen to them talk about where they were, where they come from, and what's going on. I'll tell you, it's eye-opening. It's very eye-opening. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. You guys are still whining and crying about the dentist. I don't like the dentist. Well, the reason it don't bother me is because I had all the problem teeth pulled out of my mouth. I hate it. When you have a bad tooth, there's nothing worse than a bad tooth. Oh, there's two pains. Well, let me take that back. There's three pains I just cannot tolerate. One, stubbing my toe. That just will put me in the corner in a fetal position, whimpering like a little tiny baby. Another one is an earache. When your ear canal is inflamed and it's swelling up, And then the other one is a bad tooth, you know, a tooth that's acting up. Man, that is just
pain in your mouth. It hurts.
Yeah.
I hate stumping my toe too, especially the big toe on my left foot and I've had to go through the painful experience of breaking that toenail off. Ooh, that hurts.
Oh, Eric. Oh.
Yeah. Well, I remember you just did that last year and you and I had both.
Yeah. Right after my birthday too.
Yeah.
2 days.
You and I did it on the set. We hit our toes. Mine didn't come off. Yours did, but mine was black and blue. Remember, it was the same weekend we both did it. Oh my gosh, I remember. And you were hobbling, and your poor little toe was all blue.
Yeah, terrible. And then when that happened to you guys, I went and started wearing my steel toe boots. I went without them.
Right.
It's happening in threes. I go, I ain't banging my toe. Yeah. I never do.
We don't want it to be in fours or fives because we got to watch Lewis and we got to watch Grammy.
I've never stubbed my big toe. It's always one of the one. It's always like either the little toe or it's little buddies in between. You know, bam. You know, just oh, jeez. Well, Dina Jo, with your toes, I don't know why you just don't grab the stuff and move them out of the way.
There you go again. Oh my gosh, I guess you were really examining my feet when you were here.
Well, I was. It wasn't so much that I was examining them, I was just amazed.
Well, and oh, Gina please. Mentioned the pinky toe.
Yes, Gina, that little baby one. Oh my gosh, geez. Doesn't that hurt? It brings tears to your eyes.
It does.
And mine's a little fat one because I've hit it so many times. It really is stubby. It is, poor little fella. Because when you break them too, I've had them broken and there's nothing they can do. They put me in like this foot air cast because I broke like three of them at one time, klutzing me. Yeah. There's nothing they can do. You just have
And it's nothing. It's nothing like a, you know, it's nothing like a little tap either. It's a full swing of your foot. You know, it's the momentum is going and everything. Oh, yeah, that's right. Spanky's down to one. He's one toe less. Yeah. One less to bang.
That's
yeah,
true.
But you don't want to bang that nub. Oh, jeez. The answer is something Spanky has less to worry about. I'll take what Spanky doesn't have to worry about for 500, please, Alex.
I know, because it's the big one. It's the big one and the little one that you normally hit all the time, huh?
Oh, jeez. Jeez, Louise. Well, we used to play football barefoot down in our grade school, elementary school yard, you know, with the grass. We'd go down there and play football. And we're all barefoot, you know, we're playing, running around barefoot. And they had those, like, below ground level sprinkler heads. And, you know, when they turned on the water, they'd pop up. They'd pop up and it's the water. And then when you're done watering, they'd go back down. Sometimes they wouldn't clear. They wouldn't go all the way down. And you're running around barefoot and then you know that they're like grab your toes as you're running by. Oh yeah. Man, you're making my feet squeamish now talking about jamming toes. Ouch. Jamming toes is not good. That brings
tears to your eyes.
Oh.
It does. Any more weird facts, Dina Jo?
Nope.
Is that it?
Well, that's all I had from that lady's website.
That lady's website. Mm-hmm. See, there is fun stuff that you can find on the interweb.
Yeah, there are things like that. So, well, I think now would be a good time to do the little music thing. What do you think? Huh? Yeah, you want to do that? Want to do your music thing right now? Yeah.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock.
You know what time it is?
Rock.
9, it's 10, time for 11, Dina Jo's today in music history. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, the hostess with the mostest, Dina Jo.
The hostess with the mostest? Hi, Trunk Cat.
Yeah, the hostess with the mostest.
Oh.
Meow, Trunk Cat. Meow.
All right. For us today in music history.
Today.
Settle down,
Ralph. Settle down. Today, September 1st. September 1st. We'll start with the year of 1962. Tommy Rowe went number one on the U.S. singles chart with Sheila, where it remained on the top position for 2 weeks. The record was a re-recorded version of the song that was first released in 1960 when Rowe was part of a group called the Statins. So here is, he took that and re-released it by himself. Mm-mm-mm. Here is Tommy Rowe with Sheila. Oh.
Sweet little Sheila, you'll know her if you see her. Blue eyes and a ponytail.
Blue eyes and a ponytail.
Cheeks are rosy, she looks a little nosy. Man, this little girl is fine.
Ooh.
Never knew a girl like a little Sheila.
I like the voices in the background.
Her name drives me insane.
Tommy Rowe, Sheila.
I like it. Thanks, Tommy. It reminds me of the beach, little beach bunnies.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It kind of reminds you of Beach Boy music. Yeah.
Like Frankie and Annette movies, that kind of stuff.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. 1966, we'll move on to The Who. single I'm a Boy into the UK charts, peaking at number two, giving the band their second number two hit. The song was originally intended to be a part of a rock opera called The Quads, which was to be set in the future where parents could choose the sex of their children. Here is The Who with I'm a Boy. Welcome.
I've never heard this song before.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of has that rock opera sound to it.
It reminds me at times of Pinball Wizard. You know,
yeah, yeah. Well, I think Pinboy Wizard, wasn't that a Who song? The Who, I Am a Boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Wasn't Pinboy Wizard a Who song? I think was written for
in that movie.
A rock opera, too. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Moving on to the year of 1974. I used to love these guys. The Osmonds were number one on the UK singles chart with Johnny Bristow's song, Love Me For A Reason, consisting mostly of the work of professional songwriters, all their previous three albums they did by themselves, and the professionals thought they could do it better. And so they were aiming more for less rock music and more for easy listening market. So here is the Osmonds with Love Me For A Reason. Hi, Pillow Talk. Welcome.
Girl, when you hold me, how you control me, you bend and
I think the hi Pillow Talk. Anyway, I think the Osmonds, they picked the wrong time to come out. They came out and hit the scene when the Jackson 5 were just hitting their stride, man. And it was just a bad time. Bad timing for the Osmonds.
Yeah.
The Osmonds.
And their other music, I mean, this was really kind of slow. And their other music was a little bit more rocky, you know, compared to this. You know, it was.
Yeah, that I think.
Whatever
this
happened
was,
to the youngest Osmond? He didn't
this was,
fit the group. I don't know.
And I think that song Puppy Love that Donny Osmond sang, that's probably his most memorable hit to date.
Yeah.
I can't imagine anybody else singing that. because right. I know Donny Osmond practically owns that.
Yeah.
You hear it?
I don't think any of the Osmonds really took off. I mean, like.
Except for Marie, maybe.
Well, yeah, but I mean, she was, you know, she
never
really
took off. Well, they did Donny and Marie.
She never really took off in the country things like you would expect. You know, they're now a big act in Vegas. They're both still in it. They're still a big draw in Vegas.
Yeah,
Donny and Marie, and they had their variety show.
Yep.
But I just don't think
talk show experience. Yeah. Yes.
I just don't think they ever crowned that crest. You know, I don't think they just ever made it.
No.
Okay.
Nope. All right, moving on to the year 1977 with one of my favorites, the American rock band Blondie, featured the former Playboy bunny Deborah Harry, signed their first major record company contract. The band was the pioneer in American pop rock and then new wave scene. Blondie disbanded after the release of their sixth studio album, The Hunter, in 1982. Here is Blondie with Hanging on a Telephone Line. Love this song.
I'm in the phone booth, it's the one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just bring it off the wall. I know he's there, but I just try to call.
We'll be hanging on the telephone.
This is on their album Parallel Lines. Blondie. Hanging on the telephone, Blondie.
Don't leave her hanging. She'll rip that phone off the wall.
This album cover is actually a nice cover. It's got her dressed in a pure white dress, and the guys are dressed in black suits.
Oh yeah, they're all standing
with little thin black ties in their white shirts. And this is actually they're behind a black and white striped background. And this is actually a great photo of the band Blondie. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they had some good music.
Yes, they did. And here's another one you will like. 1977, Rush released their fifth album, A Farewell to Kings. The album's epic, Xanadu, and Synagus X1, Book 1, The Voyage, satisfies Rush cult following, while the shorter, more radio-friendly, Closer to the Heart, find favor with general audiences in the U.S. and the U.K. Here is Rush with Closer to a Heart. I loved that when you were watching the video of these guys and all their long hair and their bell bottoms, and they're not they're wearing like a shirt, but it's open, and their chests all hanging out, and they're these little skinny guys, and they have their hair and they're jamming on their guitar. It's just funny.
Take it easy, things.
I just thought it was funny that era, you know, what they wore, you know.
Closer to the heart. What a great band. Great voice, great artist. You know, a lot of great talented people have come out of Canada. Mm-hmm. Bells. Perfect. One of the great, I posted this thing and I said, what do you do when you take the greatest drummer, the greatest rock and roll drummer, put him with one of the greatest guitar players and the greatest vocalist bass players? What do you get? And I said, Rush.
That's what you get.
What a great band. Those guys were phenomenal.
They were awesome.
And you know the how they wrote their music was is the guitar player, he was like a storyteller. He wrote stories. He wrote books. As a matter of fact, he has written several graphic novels, and he's a storyteller. And so he'd write these stories down, and then he'd give them to the bassist Giddy, and they'd put it to music. So it's like that's why all their songs are like a story. You know, and it's how they come up with the music. I mean, it's
like this one. It says, I don't know. I know I'm saying it wrong. It's CYGNUS X1 Book 1, The Voyage.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, they're part of the book.
And their big hit 2112. That is a rock opera. That is a rock opera. If you listen to the whole thing. Yeah. Fantastic group. Great, talented people. Go ahead, Dina Jo.
All right. We'll move on to the year of 1984. With after a 25-year career, Miss Tina Turner has her first solo number one single in the U.S. with What's Love Got to Do with It? This song was originally written for Cliff Richard. However, the song was rejected. It then was offered to Donna Summer, who also rejected it, and who stated she sat with it for a couple of years, but didn't record it and didn't like it. So then it was given to Tina Turner. She went number one with it. So here's Tina Turner with What's Love Got to Do with It.
That's because this song was just meant for Tina Turner.
Yeah, after a 25-year career, she finally has a number one hit. Pretty awesome.
You must understand. She's got a great voice. Touch of your hand makes my folks react. I believe her
great music video too.
Yeah, I believe her legs were insured for $1 million.
Each, yes.
You must try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do with it?
Tina Turner.
What's love
got to do with it?
What I love about this song is she's got this great voice, but she's got a great kind of yell voice, because when she says what's love, she goes, what's love? I mean, she's just, this song was meant for Tina Turner, man.
Nobody else could have done it. That's why nobody else refused it, because there was no way they were going to be able to do that song.
Yeah.
But I love Tina Turner.
Mr. Ace Belly's insured for $1 million, too. That's so good.
His belly is insured.
Oh, goodness.
Fantastic.
All right. We'll move on to the year. We're going to jump to 2002 with Coldplay scored their second UK number one album with Rush of Blood to the Head. The album won the band of 2003 Grammy for Best Alternative Album for the second time in a row, successive to their previous win in the same category and the 2004 Grammy Record of the Year with Clocks. Here is Coldplay with Rush of Blood to the Head.
Oh, what happened? Hold on a second. I hit the wrong button. Sorry, I hit the album. I need to.
He said, I'm going to buy this place and burn it down.
Hey, Doss.
I'm going to put Welcome back. 6 feet underground. He said, I'm gonna buy this place and watch it fall. Stand here beside me, baby, in the crumbling walls. Oh, I'm gonna buy this place and start a fire. Stand here until I feel all your heart's desire. Because I'm gonna buy this place and see it burn. Do back the things to you.
This is Coldplay. A Rush.
Are you falling asleep?
Blood to the
Welcome, Blasky. Yeah. Welcome. Yeah, some of the music is very chill.
All right.
Very chill. All right, lastly, we'll move on to 2020 with, I don't know who these guys are, and they're called BTS. It became the first all-Korean pop act to top the Billboard 100 single chart with Dynamite. Their song, fully recorded in English, it was an upbeat disco pop song with elements of funk, soul, and bubblegum pop. Intended to soothe the listeners during the COVID-19 pandemic, the song talks about joy and appreciation for the little things that make life valuable.
Well,
I started to watch it, and it didn't soothe me. It was like,
Okay, well, here it is.
Ain't it fast tonight? So watch me bring the fire, set the night light.
Bubblegum pop.
Shoes on, get up in the morning, cup of milk, let's rock and roll.
It's got a better beat than the last song we played.
Yeah.
Come on, girls.
I missed.
Dynamite. Yeah, it's got a good beat. I mean, you know, it's got a good dancing beat.
Yeah, I've never heard of them.
I never have either.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you say they're Korean, huh?
Yeah. Well, did you watch the video? That's what I had to Google it to see what they were, and I was like, oh my gosh.
I don't know if they're actually singing that. It could be another.
They're jumping around. They look like boys to, another, not boys to men, but
Manila Vanilli thing, you know. I don't know. Thing.
Well, Mr. Well, T's daughter likes them.
You know, there's a lot of groups that have accents that when they sing, you don't hear that accent.
No, that's interesting too. Nobody sings in their accent, you know. They don't. So, it's all I don't know.
I agree. No. I think it's them. If you see them jumping around, it's like, yeah, that's them.
It's got a good beat. I mean, I like the song. I like the song. Yeah. It's got a good beat, and I, you know, I'd listen to it. Of course, you know, I'm not, and I don't pay attention to, lyrics, so, you know, I couldn't tell you what they're singing about, but I listen to the music, and it has a good beat. It's good. It's good. It's driven. It's, I like it.
Scorpions is a good example of that. Yep.
So, is that
it? That's it. That we ended in 2020 with BTS. And I couldn't figure out what BTS stands for.
There you go. Do you know the sample?
No, I Googled it and it didn't come up. BTS Army?
I don't know. Oh, well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. The Today in Music History.
Today in Music
from
History.
Dina Jo.
Thank you.
The BTS Army. Oh.
Is that their fans?
Well, it could be. Mr. T, he says his kids like it. So his daughter.
He would know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He probably hears it all the time.
Yeah. And that one song that hang on the phone or hanging on the phone line or whatever it was.
Blondie.
That was did you know that no one literally hangs up a phone now more? They don't do it anymore. Nobody hangs up a phone. Remember how you used to hang up?
Slam that phone down.
Oh, yeah. Right. You used to be able to slam those things, but no, nobody hangs like up a phone.
You would slam it a couple of times, like they could hear it. Hi, Rich.
Well, they're those wall hanging phones. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how those things were mounted in the walls, but good night. I mean, you could crank on them. You'd hang up on them. You know, someone would tick you off, and you'd slam that receiver in that little lever thing. Bam, 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 bam.
Exactly.
You know, you'd be banging on it. And it's still there. And it still worked. Man, you know, it just, they made those things like they were indestructible. You know? Yeah, like, who said that? Doss said, you know, you get a 50-foot cord on them. Oh, yeah. Those real long cords. You buy them and it's all nice. Oh, look at this cord. It's all nice. And you pull it out. You go real far with it. And then it never rolls back upright. You know, it never.
Yeah,
it's all tangled and all hooked up. Oh, man. You know. But yeah. Nobody nowadays experiences that. And I told Grammy, I go, what is it about those phones? Because it's just when you hang up, all you're doing is making a disconnect on the electronics. You're just doing a disconnect. But when you banged it and you're on the other side and you're hearing them bang up, they get mad and they hang up on you. I don't know why. It just, like, the decibels of that click would, like, almost make your ears bleed. You know what I'm saying, Dina Jo? Mm-hmm. I mean, you could hear that click really loud. You know what I mean? It's like, man, you knew they slammed the phone down on you. I don't know. I don't know how they did that. Yeah. Those old phones, man, I'm telling you. Nothing. Nobody will ever be able to experience that. You know, they won't be able to experience hanging up on anybody like that, and you won't never experience somebody hanging up on you like that. You know, when you get mad now, well, I'm just gonna, and you hit the little, you know, disconnect, you know, off. You hit the little red X, disconnect. That's nothing.
Yeah, you got to make sure you do that too.
You got to be able to bang that thing, man. You got to be able to bang that phone. I remember times on the desk phones. I remember times banging those down and having my fingers underneath the handheld part, and you bang your fingers on it. Oh my gosh. Talk about losing fingernails, you know? Yeah. The flip phones. I remember those, the flip phones. You could go, oh yeah, well, this is what I think about you. Flip. And it hangs up on them. Yeah. Cause once you flipped it, it hung up. It shut the connection off. Yeah. Some things you kids just are never going to experience. You're never going to be able to experience.
No, you slam a book down really hard, then you hang up on him. That's good at family, pal.
If they have any books. If they have books. They might not have any books to slam down, you know.
Well.
Yeah.
Be a reader.
So what are you going to do? It's just like, I told Grammy, we were funny. Grammy and I were just talking about this the other day. And I know, I go, yeah, sometimes, you know, when I'm talking to these people I'm dealing with, you know, I feel like, you know, I need to slam my phone down, but I, you know, I pay too much money for the phone to slam the phone down, you know. No, no, no. And I told her, I says, there's times I feel like throwing my phone, but it'd be my luck. I'd throw my phone, it'd bounce off the chair and hit my big screen TV. You know, that's a twofer right there. Broken phone, broken TV. So, you know, I don't throw things. I don't throw things anymore, you know.
That would be great, Doss. I understand. He says, get an old rotary phone and see if his kids could figure out. What is this? Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they
and,
do with that?
If you had a landline, I bet you could still use a rotary phone. But with the, you know, the towers and all that with cell phone, I don't know if you could use a cell phone. It'd be fun if you could figure out a way to get a rotary phone to work with your cell phone. That would be awesome. Yeah. How many can you figure out? What's this dial for? Because remember, oh man, you hit that dial, you hit it 775 and then the last number you do wrong, so then you have to hang up and redial. You know, there's none of this backspace and fix the number. No, you're gonna be like 5 5 5 5 5 oh, and then you know you do that about three times. Now you're slamming the phone down because you can't. You just, for some reason, you're dialing the number wrong. Would you dial this for me? Then they went from the rotary phones to the push-button phones. Beep, boop, 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 boop. Yeah. You guys just don't know. You don't know what we had to go through growing up. You guys will never be able to survive me when I was growing up. Had to get up and turn the TV on with the little knob. And then you had to stand there and then you had to change the channel with the little channel knob, the little knob turner. Tick, 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 tick. And then it would strip out. Oh, you'd strip out the dial. Oh, man. Yeah. Mr. T, the dial-up internet connection. Yeah. Beep, boop, burp, burp, beep. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That sounded like Star Wars.
It did sound like Star Wars.
Sounded like a character from Star Wars.
Yeah. That was an annoying sound. And then plus two, when everybody did it, you know, it was always like blasting out the speaker. You know, you always had to, you know, it always sounded like it was coming out the speaker, but it was just the headset, you know. Oh yeah. Yeah, funny times. It's like car doors, you know. Oh, man, there's just so many things that you just, you know, in a way, things are so much better now. I mean, you got the electronic locks on the, we're watching an old movie and, you know, somebody's being chased and, you know, they run into their car and, you know, Grammy's yelling at them, lock the doors. I'm going, it's an old car. They got to reach back and push the button down.
Oh, God.
You know, or they're running to the car and it is locked and you can't hit the little boop, boop, you know, the little button to get in. No, they got to put the key in the door and unlock the door. And then they drop their keys and all that stuff, you know. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, power steering. The first couple of cars I drove when I was younger, power steering. Oh, yeah. You'd be driving. You'd get into a car with power steering, and I mean, man, you're changing lanes really fast and all that. Yeah, when it used to be just the old rack and pinion steering, no power steering to it. Oh yeah, and then when you're driving cars with power steering, that was always a sign that your drive belt broke on your engine. You know, because all of a sudden you have got no power steering, and it's like. It takes two men and a boy to steer that thing. Remember those days? Oh, did you ever drive a car like that, Dina Jo?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah. You're too young. You're too young.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You were born right at the breaking point of all that stuff.
Mr. T says he remembers.
Yeah. Those were the good old days. Those were the good old days, I'm telling you. Those were the good old days. Yeah, but you don't get that noise. You know, you don't know what the noise of literally. You know, nobody literally hangs up a phone anymore. Nah, they don't. Nobody hangs up a phone. All they do is just disconnect the thing. That's not fun. That's not any fun there.
No. Mm-mm-mm. Or you just disappear. You just get off. You're not there no more. They're yelling and you're gone. They don't even know. Yep, there's no hanging up.
Speaking of the music industry, poor rappers are rappers that aren't making it, you know, that aren't making it. They always pretend to be wealthy. You know, they always pretend to be wealthy with all the fake jewelry and the bling and all that stuff, while wealthy country stars are always pretending to be just normal Joe working class people. Ain't that funny? You notice that?
No. Say that again.
Rappers.
Rappers, you know, try to be
hip hop artists, not just rappers, but hip hop artists. You know, they may be. Yeah. They often pretend to be really wealthy, you know, with all the bling and the way they dress and all that stuff. And in their videos, you know, they're always, you know, like they're got big cribs, you know, and oh, yeah, you know, they've made it. They're million billionaires, you know. That's what they portray, even though they're really not. But then on the same token, these wealthy country stars that have made it, that are really, you know, making a ton of money in that, in their videos, they're pretending to be working class guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just a contrast between the two.
Mercedes emblem on a Honda.
that would make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It would, Eric. It does, you know. And I remember when people used to go around and steal those Mercedes. They'd break those Mercedes emblems off of people's cars. So you know, the hood ornament, because they had the thing on the hood.
They pulled it back in front, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same with the Jaguars, but the Jaguars too.
You would commonly find those, like, hood ornaments, like, on luxury cars. Yep. Like Lincoln, Cadillac.
The Jag had one, but they don't do theirs anymore either. It's not that Jag. I used to like that little Jag.
I noticed, like, with newer Mercedes models now, like that, the Mercedes logo, they have it on the middle of the grill, but they also have it illuminate, like, when you have your headlights on.
Oh, that's interesting.
Cool. Yeah. That's
pretty cool. And I remember, like, the Mercury Sable, like, during the early to mid-90s, like where the hood grill would normally be between the headlights, they would have like almost like an expanded headlight, but the hood grill would probably be like right below it where like the bumper would be.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know, the cars now, they're really getting into the grills and the lights. You know, they're really getting into the fancy lights, the fancy headlamps and parking lights and the lights in the back, the brake lights. I think it's kind of cool. I think it's kind of cool what they're doing with that stuff.
Yes, Mr. A.
Yeah, kids won't rip them off. So true.
Yeah, I think at one time, if I'm not mistaken, Mercedes came out with a hood ornament thing that you could actually flip a switch and it would fold into the hood. It would fold into the hood so you couldn't get to it. Yeah, when you stopped the car. Yeah. Well, I remember when they used to go around and steal hubcaps. Who's got hubcaps on their cars anymore?
I do.
You have hubcaps?
Even though you see the lug nuts, but each of the four tires on my car, and you know, it's got like a wheel lock lug because I have to have a special lug key to get those off.
Right. People stealing tires.
Oh yeah.
Huh. But I don't I'm gonna have to look because I don't think I see very many hubcaps out there anymore. It's interesting. I have to check that out. I don't have a vehicle that has any hubcaps. I don't think either our trucks are just the rims. I don't know. I have to go look now. I gotta go look. Hold on. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I'm glad you did something, Dean Joe, because I was about ready to give you the crow.
No, a hubcap is a decorative disc on the automobile wheel. I have them on my car.
You got a car?
Because my car was hit in the front end, and it came off. It was like kind of wobbly, so we took it off so it wouldn't come off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
And it's a Toyota. You have a Toyota too, right, Eric?
Toyota Corolla. But yeah, the thing about the hubcaps on mine, you can actually see the lugs, but commonly, like if you ever had hubcaps, you wouldn't be able to see them. Whether it was like those fancier hubcaps that would hide them, or if it was just like the hubcap that would only just hide the lugs alone, or the most common hubcaps would be those like spoked kind.
Oh yeah, I bought some of those when I was younger. to hey Duchon, to my Buick. My Buick, I put those on there. Hey, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Danny Doe and Eric. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. every morning. You can check us out. Come in, grab a cup of coffee, sit down, and enjoy the conversation. We're just here to have a lot of fun. And we're out of here. It's come to an end. If you're new to the show, give us a follow. Check us out. If you just got into the show, there's several things you can do. You can download our shows through Podbeam and Spotify. And there's several other now. We added three more other avenues that you can download us on. And I can't even remember the names of them. I just did them yesterday. But you can also tune in to the WESN network, the Epic Strategies Network. Find them on the internet, or you can download their apps, and you can listen to the rebroadcast of this show at 11 a.m. Pacific time. We rebroadcast it through the WESN radio network. Yeah, you check those out. Eric, you want to plug some shows real quick?
Well, coming up on Podbean Live, if Crazy Town is listening to this, we're sorry we missed you, but here at the Old Man's Podcast, we want to wish you a happy birthday. And if anybody should see her around at the other Podbean shows today, be sure to wish her a happy birthday.
Yeah, for sure.
Or if you know how to get in touch with her on Twitter or the other social media. But otherwise, be on lookout for her to do impromptu shows, as well as Milk Dog and the Art of Floundering podcast, Mike Tampa Bay and Cummings' Culture, and then, of course, the Beans and Weenie show in prime time. And hopefully the Slightly Serious Show has technical issues fixed in time for tonight's show, where I think Podbean was having fits last night.
Hi, beer guy. Welcome.
Look forward to doing this show again tomorrow, and look forward to seeing Ralph doing his show again. I believe it's scheduled for September 11th.
Yeah.
And many other great podcast friends.
Yeah. Thanks, Eric. Yeah, remember, you can catch us on Podbean, Spotify downloads. You can download it from Stitcher, from Deezer, Podcasters, Podcast Addict, those places, and listen to us again on the WESN Epic Strategies Network this morning at 11 a.m. You check the shows out. Give us a follow. Give us a follow. Give us a like. Download our shows. Come back. Have fun. Join the live podcast. We love it to have people come in, and we just appreciate all you guys, because we do this for you guys. We want you guys to have a good day, get your day started on a good note, get out there and face the obstacles and the challenges of the day with a fresh heart and a clear mind. That's what we do. And if I could get the music to stop, I would play this. And now, a word from Dina Jones.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us today and letting us have some fun with you guys. We love it, and we appreciate you all, every single one of you. Thank you for coming in, and we hope to see you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.
Dina Joe. Yes. Hey, don't forget, get your zucchini dishes submitted to the pod. To our email address, theoldmanspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And we get those submitted over to our Facebook page. It's not a competition. We just want to know what you want to make with zucchini.
And how it tasted.
And how it tastes and all that stuff. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You liked it. Hi, Jess. Yeah, thank you guys so much.
That's it. We're done. The music's going in. It goes by so quick anymore. We don't know what to do. Oh, yeah, we do. We'll be back tomorrow, 7 a.m.
Bye, guys.
Love you and God bless you. We'll see you later, everybody. Make it a good day.
Later, Gators.